Downtown Phoenix recently got its first supermarket in decades when a Fry's opened on Jefferson. But even without that, the Valley has been incredibly competitive, with intersections in some neighborhoods featuring a grocery on nearly every corner. Shoppers' tastes are changing, though, because of demographic and generational shifts. And the reality is that fewer people are willing to spend an hour every Saturday or Sunday at the market filling up their shelves and refrigerators for the work week. With me to talk about that evolution of what could be next is Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru. Phil, put this in perspective. How does Phoenix's grocery competitiveness compare with the rest of the country?
Phoenix is probably in the top one or two most competitive markets. New York metro area is probably number one for that. But Phoenix really is a very close number two. And from a consumer standpoint, the good news is that everything is always on sale in Phoenix, so you can save money.
A lot of diversity of choices, and that comes from, we certainly have local companies like Abash's, we have Trader Joe's, we've got, and then some like Costco and Walmart and this sort of thing. How does the different makeup of the different types of stores, the fact that it's not just a Safeway versus a Kroger or a Fry's, vice versa, there are so many choices. Can people pick and choose whether they want to go to a Walmart or Costco? And what do you see with, do people actually do that? Or do they still sort of pick a market or two they go to?
On average, people are buying food in 9 different locations every month. That could be at a convenience store, it could be at a drug store, it could be at a traditional grocer, it could be a specialty grocer like Trader Joe's, it could be at a warehouse club. So we've got more choices than ever before as consumers. And that's good because, again, it keeps these retailers in a very competitive frame where they're constantly giving discounts, where they're really trying to curate as many offerings as they can to have a point of difference. Walmart is the number one retailer, food retailer in the country by volume. But frankly, as we take a look around the landscape, things are changing. We're seeing Aldi really moving up the ladder, really doing well, opening a lot of new stores. We're seeing Grocery Outlet now going national. We're going to see in Phoenix a lot more changes over the next few years in that grocery landscape.
You mentioned people being able to find something on sale everywhere. Is that the driving force for most shoppers to go find the least expensive thing they can find that fits into what they want? Or do people tend to have their favorite and they don't care quite as much about the price?
Price is only one factor. Now, in the Phoenix market, price is very important. But really, as we're starting to see Generation Z, millennials getting into food, it's more about where the food is coming from, who's making the food. Does this company align, whether it be a retailer or a brand, does it align with the person's values? Sustainability is becoming more important than ever before. So while price is important, it's not as important as it was.
Are there certain markets that might be takeover targets?
Now, if we look at consolidation, certainly that's a reality. We've seen, you know, Harris Teeter on the East Coast go to Kroger. We're going to see more consolidation than ever before because, frankly, we're in an overstored environment. We don't need the amount of grocery stores that we've got. Why go to an intersection and see 3 grocery stores across the street from each other? It just doesn't make a lot of sense. So as we're reframing what the store needs to look like, what the items are that's curated in that store, we're definitely going to see store closures and we're definitely going to see some chains get bought up.
And you alluded to this before, the generational shift. Are there some people who simply are never going to be that excited about spending an hour on a Saturday going to the grocery store? And is that changing from generation to generation?
It's changing from generation to generation, but they're shopping differently. So what we're seeing for those time-pressed shoppers, they're using more, whether it's click and collect or delivery. They want to have that experience of being able to go online and select what products they want. Whether it's delivered or they pick it up at the store, that's their personal preference. But clearly, generations look to grocers for different things. The baby boomers and the seniors that are older than baby boomers love to go shopping and spend time and meet with their friends. Millennials and Generation Z don't have any time. They don't want that. They want to be able to get in and get out, which again is one of those reasons that Aldi is just doing so well.
How often do the trends indicate changes? Are we talking about, can they settle in for a few years? Or because in so many industries, high tech or whatever,
changes it so dramatically. If supermarkets, if grocers decide to go a different direction, can they stay in that direction for a while, or do they have to be ready to shift and pivot as fast as possible?
They used to be able to isolate a trend and stay with it. For example, grocerants, putting restaurants actually in supermarkets. We've seen that for a while, but today it's moving much faster than ever before. We're seeing technology move it forward with everything from self-checkout or shopping carts that you can just put your item in and it'll identify or scan and go. We're seeing more convenience items than ever before. But probably the biggest driver to the change is about health and wellness. So one of the biggest trends that we've seen in the past year or so is plant-based everything. Now that goes beyond meat and Impossible Foods with their plant-based burgers. But now Kroger, for example, in 60 of their stores is experimenting with a plant-based section. So we're seeing hundreds and hundreds of new products that are coming out, whether it's snack foods, whether it's beverages, whether it's meat alternatives, that are all plant-based. Now, what happens after plant-based, and that's on its heels very quickly, is cellular agriculture, where you're actually seeing companies growing meat or growing chicken from a single cell that they've taken out of a cow or out of a chicken. So I think what we're going to see is much quicker trends. We're going to see much quicker evolution of that grocery store as all these Silicon Valley tech entrepreneurs who have made these billions and billions of dollars are now investing in the food world. That's being led by Kimball Musk, for example, Elon Musk's brother, who's their mom is actually a registered dietitian in South Africa. They grew up in a foodie culture, and Kimball has a chain of restaurants, and he's going further and getting all of his tech buddies to invest in food.
That is Phil Lempert. He's the founder and editor of The Lempert Report, also supermarketguru.com. He is known as the Supermarket Guru. Phil, thank you for the time today.
Thank you.